This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
You ever gotten to the end of the day, turned off the lights, locked the shop, and realized you never ate lunch? Not because you're too busy scrolling, not because you forgot, but because everyone else needed you. That happened to me the other day at Firestone of Durango. I was bouncing around from advisor to tech, customer parts issue, from question to decision. When I finally walked out, I realized I hadn't slowed down once. And it popped into my head, leaders eat last. But here's the question. Are we supposed to eat last? Or are we accidentally starving ourselves? Today, we're diving into Simon Sinek's concept from Leaders Eat Last and how it applies to auto repair shop owners, service advisors, managers, and frankly, anyone trying to lead people well. So what did Simon Sinek actually mean? He wrote a book called Leaders Eat Last based on an observation in the military. In the Marines, officers literally eat after the enlisted soldiers, not as a gimmick, not for optics, but because leadership means responsibility for the safety and well-being of your people. This idea is super simple. When the leader sacrifices first, the team feels safe. When people feel safe, they perform, they collaborate, they stay, and that's really powerful. But here's where I think a lot of shop owners misunderstand it. Leaders eating last does not mean you never take a break, does not mean you burn yourself out, it does not mean you ignore your health, and it does not mean that you become the martyr for the company. It means your people know you have their back. So let's make this practical. In a shop environment, leaders eat last looks like you jump on the counter when the advisor slammed. You grab a broom without being asked. You stay late when a tech is finishing a big job. You take the upset customer so your team doesn't get crushed. You eat after everyone else because they're all still working. And sometimes you don't eat at all. And that's what hit me. I wasn't trying to be noble. I wasn't trying to be heroic. I was just solving problems, as I do. But here's the tension. If you constantly eat last, eventually you have nothing left to give. And that's where leadership can quietly turn into depletion. There's a fine line between leadership sacrifice and leadership self-neglect. Sacrifice says, I'll go last because my people need to go first. Self-neglect says, I don't matter. Those are not the same thing. If the leader collapses, the organization wobbles. If the leader burns out, the team feels it. If the leader becomes resentful, then you're going to have a culture shift. And I've seen this in our industry. Shop owners who haven't taken a vacation in 5 years. They haven't worked out in months. They haven't had lunch with their spouse in forever. They haven't stopped long enough to think strategically. Those shop owners are eating last every day, and they're slowly starving. So I want you to think about it. Is that you? Are you eating last every day? Really fast, I want to take a quick break. If you're sacrificing all day inside your shop and your marketing is inconsistent or reactive, that's not leadership, that's survival mode. Our friends at Shop Marketing Pros help shop owners build predictable car count so you're not constantly scrambling. They understand the independent repair space. They understand Google strategy. They understand paid ads. They understand SEO, and they understand content that actually converts to real world customers. You can't lead well if you're constantly worried about where the next repair order is coming from. I want you to go to shopmarketingpros.com/Chris Cotton and tell them I sent you. Do that today. What Sinek really talks about is psychological safety. When your team knows you won't throw them under the bus, you'll take the hard conversations, you protect them from chaos, and you own the mistakes, they're going to relax. And relaxed people, they sell better, they diagnose better, they communicate better, and they stay longer in their job positions. Leadership isn't about power, it's about protection. And when your tech knows you'll handle the angry customer, when your advisor knows you'll back them up, when your team knows you'll eat last if needed, they're going to run through walls for you. And here's the twist. They also don't want you to collapse. Your team doesn't need a martyr. They need a steady leader. Thinking back to that day, what did I realize? I realized that leaders eat last, but leaders also must eat. And that might mean blocking 20 minutes for lunch, setting an alarm on your phone. That might mean protecting your workouts. That might mean leaving at a reasonable hour once in a while. And that also might mean delegating instead of absorbing everything. You cannot create safety for others if you live in constant stress. And here's something I've learned the hard way. Sometimes eating last is ego. We tell ourselves, oh, they need me. It won't work without me. I'll just handle it. No business can survive needing one person like that. But real leadership develops people so you don't have to solve everything. And that's growth for you and the shop and everybody around you. What I want you to do is I want you to protect your energy like you protect payroll, hopefully. Step in when needed, but step back when possible. I want you to model sacrifice, not self-destruction. I want you to teach your managers to carry weight as well. Schedule your lunch, seriously, because a burned out owner creates an anxious shop. A calm, steady owner creates a high performing shop. So here's my final thought. The Marines don't have officers eat last because they're weak. They do it because they're responsible. And as shop owners, managers, and advisors, we are responsible. But responsibility doesn't mean starvation. It means stewardship. I walked out of my shop and realized I didn't eat lunch. That might mean that I care deeply, but I want all of you out there to make sure and do what I do. Tomorrow, I'm going to lead well and I'm going to eat well. I want to say thanks for tuning in to the Weekly Blitz, number 247. If this hits home, I want you to share it with another shop owner who's carrying too much weight right now. And as always, huge shout out to our friends at the Aftermarket Radio Network. Some of the best voices in the industry live there, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I want you to keep leading, keep protecting your people, and remember, you can eat last, but just don't starve. I'll see you next week. Remember to rise and grind, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want expert advice on running your shop? Well, Chris is listening. Check the show notes for his email and send him your topics.